praise your name tonight, Lord. If you have your Bibles, let's open them to Galatians chapter 3, verse 19. Remember that this Sunday, I won't be here short notice, but couldn't turn Brother Samuel down. Samuel Johnson up in Ann Arbor. So Brother Colin Fisher is going to be here preaching for us Sunday. Got a little adjustment next Wednesday service. So Jason is turning it into a baptism service as well. He wants to get baptized next Wednesday. Praise the Lord. So he wants to just consecrate himself to the Lord. And I said, go ahead, brother. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Hallelujah. Let's just read the scriptures. If you can. Galatians 3:19. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up until the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster, to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. I'd like to preach tonight, the law is only the path to the way. Let's say that one more time. The law is only the path to the way. So let's bow our heads tonight. Hallelujah. You believe God's here tonight? If you have a need you'd like to lift up to Him, hold that need right there in faith now. Say, Lord, you know my heart. I believe you, Father. Let's pray. Pray your own way. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for gathering us together tonight. Thank you, Lord, that we've got a desire in our hearts to be here, Father, to obey the Word of God, to see the manifestation of your Spirit still in this day. Lord, I'm sure many of us were distracted, could have done other things, but Lord, we made it to the house of God by faith tonight. And I pray that you'll respond to each child of God that came and let the Word that feeds their soul come and each one get the morsel that they have need of. Father, we're looking up, we're looking for our redemption, knowing that it's coming so close as you continuously manifest yourself here amongst us. More and more, Lord, we know it's just a sign of the time. That, Lord, there's only so much time left. We thank you, Lord, that we're redeeming the time tonight. May you heal the sick. May you save the lost. May you encourage the discouraged. May you have the preeminence tonight, Lord. And may all of our thoughts, all of our flesh and what we see in this life, may it all fade away, Father. May we see that glorious new world, Lord, just right across the curtain of time. It's just right here, Lord, a little bit faster than what we're moving. And one day, Lord, a faith is going to rise in our hearts and we'll get moving just a little bit quicker step, just like Enoch, Lord, and walk right on out of this world. Father, we ever look for that blessed, glorious time. Help us, Lord, to trim our lamps, Lord, and to watch and pray and to always be ready for the bridegroom that promised to be here any second. Let us not get dull of hearing, Lord. Let us not look for some flashy new thing, but may we hold to the promise that was given by Eliezer that Isaac is coming. Help us, Lord, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen, amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. How I appreciate the Lord Jesus. Can you say amen today? Amen. I think of just even this past service. Those of you that were here this Sunday, and I know God moves all the time, everywhere. It's just us getting out of the way to see His glory, because He's always there. I don't have to feel the pillar of fire to know that He comes to service. I don't have to see it to believe it. That's right, but I can say, at least in my few years, that this Sunday was probably one of the most glorious times of my life in the house of God. It's just amazing to me. I'm beginning to see that God is trying to get us ready. He's trying to show us, and I say us, and I mean that. We have to constantly just pinch ourselves that, you know, we don't know. This might be it. And it's not time. You can see the seats here, and I don't mean to be a rebuke. It's just the God-honest truth. Where's Bible and the people. When we can't even get the people that's supposed to be here, how are we supposed to get anybody else coming? God help us. That's right. It just goes to show that I'm fully convinced anymore it's the bride's revival. It's not a world's revival. It's not a denominational revival. It's the bride's revival. And the bride needs the Word.
Amen.
It's not time to dumb down the Word. It's not time to water it down. It's time to say it. It's time to believe all of it. Because this is the bride age. And the only thing that will get the bride ready is bride Word, which is all of it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As the Word of God came, how many appreciated that message here? That was here. And I know y'all, some of you weren't here, and you appreciate it too. I know you do. And I know you feel, Satan come tell you, well, you can't say amen, you weren't here. Do you still appreciate it?
Yes.
That's right. Hallelujah. We're all one body. That's right. One body. I believe that. I'm fully convinced that everyone that's got the Holy Ghost is in one body.
Amen.
They've got one mind. They've got one motive. They don't care about all these things that break up churches anymore. And we need to sing like this and all this foolishness and stuff. They've got one purpose. Where's the glory of God?
Amen.
Where's the power of God? Where is the God of Elijah?
Amen.
And wherever He is, that's where I want to be.
Amen.
And we're getting a revelation that wherever He is, that's where I am. And wherever I am is where He is. But this Wednesday, what a powerful time in the presence of God. It's done something, or not say Wednesday, today's Wednesday. You see, you can tell I'm on summer vacation, or I'm actually working again, pray for me, covering summer school the next few weeks. And of course, I get asked to preach the time I'm covering summer school. But that's just the way the Lord keeps us from getting spoiled, I think, sometimes. And God help me. Amen. Praise the Lord. But just to feel His presence here on Sunday and to see, I even said some things. I'm just going to be honest. The power of God was here the whole service. And I've been in, that was a new level of the channel of God than I've ever been in as a minister, beginning to see what people are thinking. and trusting the Lord. Say, Father, I'm just going to keep preaching Your Word. I know they might not like that, but I'm going to say it anyways. And because You're telling me to say it. And then, when we get to the end of service, and I thank God for people that don't give up on the Word, people that believe the Word, I thank God for you all. You know, you can't preach this everywhere. Not because you can't say it, but I'm saying preaching, remember, ain't words. Don't get me wrong now. Preaching's the power and demonstration of God. And if people don't believe it, you can't do nothing for them. That's right. James said, if any of you lack wisdom, you know, ask of God, but if don't ask doubting. Don't let this man think he'll get anything from the Lord. That's right. So if you're doubting and flustering, I don't know about this, nothing will happen. I remember listening to Brother Branham one time. And he's saying, you know, the devil's telling me y'all ain't believing it. And he said, this lady right here, her name, you missed it. Shame on you. That's what he said. That's right. Wasn't looking at you, Sister Violet, looking at the one behind you. That's backslid. She ain't there right now. No, that's y'all thinking way too hard. That devil, I hate that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, he's everywhere, isn't he? But so's God. Wherever he is, God's got one step ahead of him all the time.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise the Lord Jesus. But at the end of the service, when I just seeing the Holy Spirit move, it's done something for my faith like never before. It's made me learn that I can't be afraid of anything because he goes with me. That's what the prophet, that was what was told the prophet. Said, never fear to go anywhere or any place, for the never failing presence of Jesus Christ goes with you wherever you go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit came here at the end of the service. How many can say amen to that?
Amen.
And I don't know. I thank God for the souls that were here. There's nothing else could be done to try to get them to Christ because He was walking all midst here. And I appreciate those that had faith. They're pulling things out of me I didn't know I had in me. You got quiet, but that's the truth of the Word. Hallelujah. So Brother Kent was praising the Lord and seeking something. God gave it to him right here. Sister Suzanne back there, I saw the devil trying to keep her from getting it for weeks, just like Daniel, when he got down and fasting and praying and he didn't know what was going on. But the Lord said, he was coming from the day you started.
Amen.
But he held on. I thank our sister for doing that. I just turned here, and some of y'all might not have thought nothing about it, but when I turned to Brother Dan and told him, God restores you, get ready for a work of God, he said, God has specifically told him that before I got here. Isn't that just amazing, bro? And that's just a few from, that's one service. And you know, and then the Lord came and gave us a word, isn't that right? For all of us to say, it doesn't matter what's happening in your life, God came that service to deliver us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's why I appreciate even hearing Brother Jason come and say, I want to get baptized again. I believe that. I believe it's time for the bride to be ready. That's why it's time, you can hand people tracts. You can tell them God sent a prophet. And I'm getting to the point now where, you know, people say, oh my, what a mighty God we've had in this age. And all they can do is quote something from Brother Branham. Now don't take this the wrong way. I believe that prophet with all my heart. Without that ministry, there would be no ministry today. That's absolutely right. We're not building a new denomination. We're not building on a new doctrine. But that doctrine said He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. We watch Him come, and that's all you can do for people anymore. There's no time to just, like I said, hand tracts and things like that. We need to have the God that we say we do living out of us. How I, you know, I even quoted here Sunday about that Jesus is the one that gets to say who's a believer and who's not. And you hear, you know, you have denominations, everything else, and say, oh yeah, amen, that's right. You know, you can't tell me I'm lost. Only Jesus can. Well, yeah, but the Bible told you what signs that believe. And all of a sudden, everybody gets real quiet and real little. Wait, I don't cast out devils. I don't speak in tongues. I'm scared to drink deadly things. If I saw a snake, I'd be out of here. Is that the word or not?
Amen.
And that dumb, rotten devil is getting my pants ready today. And I have a little blister there because I went to grab the iron and I grabbed it right on the front of it. I said, you dumb devil. But I didn't fear it. And it don't hurt. That's right. How many believes that?
Yes.
See, that's why when you see something fearful and then you do it, it hurts a lot worse than when you do it on accident. You know why? Because you didn't have any of that fear to go with it yet.
Right.
When you do it on accident, you just pull off. And if you won't fear, the devil's got nowhere to work.
That's right.
That's right. Do you understand that God is love?
Amen.
He's perfect love. Do you know the opposite of love? It's not hate. It's fear. So when you begin to get into the presence of God at the end of a service like that and feel the anointing of God here and the power of God here, don't you never fear. If you begin to fear and to feel torment, I'm telling you, you're listening to a devil. That's right, because who's got the Holy Ghost? I got it, that's right. And I've got nothing to fear because I've got perfect love and the Bible told me it casts out all fear. Hallelujah. Free sermon it right there. Praise the Lord. But I just got to testify. And I've got a word even, I believe, I was praying Tuesday morning. God woke me up about 4:30 in the morning, got down and praying. I believe something's going to happen here when I go down to Ann Arbor.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I ain't a prophet now. I don't believe that. I believe there are prophets, but I would say if I had a calling like that, but I just know God talks to me. God talks to you. And I wish I could say my gifts just like the prophet, but I know it ain't. But the point is, can you yield to it? Can you yield to what God has put into you to where it's not you, but it's God, and He can manifest Himself? That's right. Just have the... And how do you know? Is it the Word? Then do it. That's right. Do you know how many times I had to convince myself to come over here to Sister Violet that service? Come on now. That it was the Lord telling me to do it. Is the Lord telling me to do it? The Lord telling me to do it? We think, oh, if God was leading me, yeah, He'd push you through a pipe. Yeah, I think we had a prophet come tell us that He got rebuked for that one. Then the Scriptures, of course, we all know the Scripture. Well, rise and walk, rise and walk. Peter took him by the hand, lifted him up, and I said, if the same God's still in me, God, I believe You're leading me, and look, if I don't have faith, how am I going to help her?
Right.
You see why we need to believe God?
Amen.
You can't help nobody unless you believe first.
Amen.
But if you believe, all things are possible.
Amen.
To them that believe. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I don't like skipping over these things when I've been preaching here in the book of Galatians. And I love what the songs that Dad sang here perfectly with what I want to preach today. Paul is getting now, if you got your Bibles, let's change gears a little bit, testifying and feeling good. You feel good?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now, what are we here for today? To hear the Word of God.
Yeah.
Say, Lord, I believe it's Your voice to me. It's here to feed my soul, and I'm here to pull it from Brother Andrew, not the man, but the gift of God. Hallelujah. Wherefore, verse 19, then serveth the law. It was added because of transgressions till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. So I want to stop right there and let you know that the Old Testament was absolutely vindicated by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It was absolutely authenticated. He never said to do away with it. He never said that the law was a waste of time. And that's how many people interpret what Paul's about to say here. That we're just going to get rid of. But he said, do we just get rid of the law just because of transgressions and all these things? He said, no, God forbid. And I've learned that many people who think they're saved by grace don't have an understanding of what the law was given for. But without the law, we will read it later on, he says that's what led Paul to Christ. The law led Paul to Christ. You want to know why? I can never preach in the order I want to. I have to just go to my ending and then come back and spoil it all. Because without having the law, you have no revelation, no possibility of a revelation that you're lost. That you're a sinner. That you're not good. Because if you think you're just under grace, you think you can do whatever you want. But the law shows you there's something wrong. And there's something need to happen to you before you can get into that covenant. That's why the law came.
Amen.
The law came to show us our sin. So we would act accordingly. You can't be a halfway sinner and get saved. You can't be a little black and get cleaned up. You'll think, oh, I'm all right. I'm good enough. That's right, but then the law comes. And we think, oh man, these people, these degenerates that's left the message and things, think that girls wearing dresses is law. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. Wearing, you know, men not cussing and doing the things of the world. That, oh, that's just law. I'm saved by grace. You're a fool. Go back in the Bible and read what the law was. You took so many steps on certain days. You are certain. You know why? Jesus said that. He said when you go, he said with 1 mile, no, you go two because the law said you only had to go one. But he said, no, I want you to go beyond that. That's grace. You don't even care what it's. If my brother needs it, I'll give it to him.
Right.
That's right. The law said if you stole, you only had to pay back 4 times. But what if the Holy Spirit tells you, give me everything you got? God can do that.
Right.
And he demanded it out of one man.
That's right.
And I'm sure that man kept paying his tithes. I'm sure that man gave to missions. But that's not what Jesus told him. He could say, I obeyed the law, didn't that rich young ruler? He said, I obeyed it. I've done it from tittle and jot and everything else. What lack I yet? And we'll get to that here in a minute. But the law was leading him where? What was it leading the rich young ruler? To Christ. It led him right to him. But you have to get off the path and get in the way. Hallelujah. I'll get to that here in a minute. Let me just read you some scripture. See, I got to have to lose this. Matthew 5:17. If you got your Bibles, we can turn there for a little while. I like reading the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Wherefore then, therefore shall whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Is this the same Jesus that we're talking about tonight? Is this the same Jesus that Paul believed in? Well, this is what he said. They got a Jesus now in America that says it's all right to be homosexual, don't we? And actually, if you hate homosexuality, I didn't say homosexuals now, I believe God can save them. But they're a sinner. But I'm not going to go on the other side and say they're any more sinner than the bootlegger down there, or the adulterer, or the man that sleeps with women all the time. He's just as much sinner as anybody else. But it's still a sinner. You're not going to tell me they're not. They're living in sin. And they can get delivered, but you got to go and sin no more. Look, Jesus just said, if you go and teach men to go ahead and do whatever they want, you're the least in the kingdom. He said, you teach them what the law said. You teach them to do what's right. You don't think I'm teaching the law. We're getting somewhere now. But that's what Jesus said.
Right.
He said it's not passing away. Or do we think we're going to get to heaven and some of this Bible's going to fall off?
No.
That's how some people think. But every jot, do you know what jot and tittle and all that? That's like dotting I's and crossing T's for us. It's little marks that they would put on Hebrew and Greek letters and things. And he said, not one of that will pass till all heaven and earth pass. Because we know what the prophet taught us, it don't pass to destruct or annihilation, it passes into a new form. And he said it will, but the word will still be there. You know why? Because I'll still be there. That's right, with Christ. Hallelujah. Luke 16. Luke 16:16. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached and every man presses into it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. Now let's go to Romans 3. Romans 3. And 31. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. I'm getting the scriptures there for you real quick, and then we'll preach on it here. Romans 2, 13. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the mean while accusing or else excusing one another. Hallelujah now. Now let's talk about this law of God. The law of God tells a man to walk the right way. He tells him to keep straight, not lie and cheat and steal. Hallelujah. And we all know that a Christian ought to be that way. But see, the difference was when you had just the law, it can't pass away. Jesus said it won't pass away. It'll still be here before heaven and earth. After heaven and earth pass, it'll still be here. That law has to stay. And that's why Deuteronomy 22:5 still applies today. Leviticus 17, I think, or 20:17, somewhere on there, that talks about getting tattoos and things. That still applies today. Come on now. And all those sacrifices, do you understand they still apply today? It's just now that Jesus has fulfilled it, we apply the sacrifice the way God intended, which wasn't a lamb that physically bled, it was this bloody, bloody word of the Son of God. That's right, it's all still applicable to today. We've got too many Christians who won't even read the Old Testament no more. Say it's boring. I don't understand. It's too hard. It's too long. But you'll find a prophet who pulled all kinds of things out of that Old Testament. That path that comes, look, we had to have the law to know to come to Christ. But once the law has brought you to Christ, listen to me now, that doesn't mean you just stop obeying things that's in the law. But you've changed. Something happens when you get to Christ and you accept Him. Something different has happened. Do you want to know what it is? That's the only way that a man or a woman can ever line up with God is change the nature. Clean up, die to the old man's sin, and be reborn again by the Spirit of God. And that is Christ is the Spirit of God and Christ is the Word. Then it witnesses with the Word. That's the only way they'll ever do it. So you come, look now, can you see it? You're predestinated. I believe that with all my heart. You're predestinated. God shows you the law first. That's right. And it begins to show you and it condemns you. How many's been there? Oh yeah, you better have or you ain't got the Holy Ghost yet. I'm here to tell you that right now. There ain't no such thing as some dried eye confession. You got to get down and black and grummy and everything else until you can realize, I need help. Amen. And you're walking and you try to walk the law, don't you? I think all of us were legalists for a little while. You try to walk that law because you're fearing God. You're under condemnation. But what begins to happen? You can't do it. You stumble, you fall, and you're like, how can I do this, God? And people get frustrated. Then what happens? It's because they never got to Christ. They stopped before they got to Him. Amen. Hallelujah. But if you'll get to Christ one time, something happens. Instead of it being a path of condemnation, He lifts you up. We just read Higher Ground, didn't we? We just sing that today. Amen. He takes your path and He changes it into the way. Amen. And for the unbeliever, it all looks the same. It all looks the same. You're still not lying. You're still not cheating. You're still living holy. You're still trying to be pure. But something happened. It's not me that lives in it. Christ liveth in me. It's not just a straight path of condemnation. It's Jacob's ladder. The path has changed. I'm not heading just to feel good about myself. I'm heading to a new place. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Branham, or I'll get to that in a second. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. How many believes that? He's the way. But it's not the same. Isaiah 35:8 says this, and a highway shall there be, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Hallelujah. The unclean shall not pass over, but it shall be for those. The wayfaring men, though few, shall not err therein. It ain't that hard to follow, is it? If you get the Holy Ghost in a person, they'll know right away what's right and wrong. That's right. And they might blow over the top of it when they're young Christians, not really think about it too much, but you knew before you did anything, something triggered on the inside and said, that's wrong.
Right.
Something triggered on the inside that said, that's right, and you didn't do it. Remember, iniquity goes both ways. Iniquity's doing things you know you ought not to do, and it's also not doing things you know you ought to.
Right.
Brother Bram says it like this, Early Spiritual Experiences, 1952. Ooh, that's kind of an old quote. I don't know. Am I still allowed to use that, Brother?
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, I ain't criticizing the Baptists, and I'm not criticizing the message either. But they fall into this category a little too often. Listen to me now. But Baptist people fundamentally know what they're talking about as long as it comes to the Word. But they know nothing about the supernatural. And my brethren, there's where you're losing the blessing. You're right in the Word. I believe you. I agree with you in these things that you believe positionally in Christ. That the believer takes his place in Christ by faith. And he becomes a child of God by the grace of God. I believe that and I agree with you. But you done shook too much to this side. Isaiah said there'd be a highway. Come on now. That's getting us. That's Jacob's ladder. That's right. But there's a way on that highway. Hallelujah. And is a conjunction. And a way. It won't be called the highway of holiness. That would be down here in the law again. You understand? That's saying I'm going forward because I'm holy and I'm doing all this good stuff and I'm doing what's right. No, no. The highway of holiness is grace.
Amen.
God has taken you and put you up there.
Amen.
And He's predestined. He's the one who's made the way. Why? There's a bloody, bleeding path all the way there.
Amen.
And every time you start slipping, that blood just knows how to wash it off and push you back on. Hallelujah. But the way on that path is holiness.
Amen.
That's right. Don't tell me, you give me any man who tries to serve God and not live holy before Him, he will fail. That's absolutely. Give me sisters to do the same thing and start getting a little wishy-washy about being holy and things like that. It destroys your experience. That's right. We have to live knowing that God is God.
Amen.
And what He says goes.
Right.
But it's not fetters of law. It's not fetters of a schoolmaster. Or the taskmasters of Egypt, where you're afraid to flunk the class, you're afraid to get beat. The difference is, you know you're already going to make it. But how could I hurt him? How could I hurt him willfully? How could I treat him bad after what he's done for me? How could I do that to him when he's been so gracious to me? Just like the man, how, and it just shows you, a man without Christ is just the dumbest thing on earth. Man, how old, I forget what it would be, it'd probably be $1 billion today. To the remember the governor or whoever. And the man saw that he had children and things and families, and he had compassion on him and said, you know what? I'll forgive you. Just go and sin no more. But the man, you know, went out and who knows, it might have been the next day or next 5 minutes, could have been a year, I don't know for sure. But he found another man and they had done some deal and the guy owed him maybe $10. And he threw him in jail for it. Why? Because he never got off down here in legalism. Because the concept is true. Did the man owe him the money? He did. Did the law allow for him to throw him in there? Yes, it did. But the concept of grace says, you are extended grace. How can you not give it? God help us in this message to never forget the sinners that we were.
Amen.
What God has done to bring you where you are. Give you more faith for the prostitute on the street.
Sure.
Give you faith. It gives me a lot more faith for them than people that sit in a message for 30 years and can never seem to get a hold of it. Somebody still questioning holiness and still teeter-tottering on these things and shaking and quivering and been in the message 10, 20, 30 years. I have almost no faith for that. Come on now, you might not like that, but when the Word comes, that's your chance. And you only get so many. Hallelujah. I'm glad God came enough for me to finally listen to Him. Hallelujah. But he's talking about these Baptists. They're fundamental. They're on the Word. They know it. They know it. They know it. How many people in the message that way? You can't talk them into nothing. You can't tell them. But what happened is they got no power of God. You ask, you ever spoken tongues? I don't know. You want to cast out a devil? I'm kind of scared of that. I've seen people scared of people that are crazy. I'm not scared of that. Come on now. Because it's not me fighting that anyhow. You think Jesus was scared of Legion? Not at all. That's right. But now let me just keep reading. We're just preaching today. I hope it's okay. There'd be a highway. And a way, a conjunction, in a way. It won't be called the highway of holiness. It'd be called the way of holiness right in the middle of the road. On this side, some people, when you get born again, they sit right in the middle of the road, eyes on Christ. Hallelujah. Finally, they get over here. So much knowledge and wisdom to, oh, they know it all. You don't know nothing. God help us to never get that way. And if you don't do that, you'll run off on the other side of a bunch of wildfire and fanaticism. That's right. Where, woo, I feel good today. Woo, glory to God. That was wonderful. What did he preach on? I don't know. Well, it's service about, well, it was the word, though. It was good. Well, that's fine. But I think Revelation should strike a little bit further than that. Amen. If you look at the scriptures that you remember, it's because God revealed something with that scripture.
That's right.
I'm going to say amen to that. Praise His name. And I think it's still good to do memory verses and things like that, but it's got to go further than that before the Word comes off the pages. Amen. Oh, and I'll keep going here. You don't know nothing. And if you don't do that, you'll run off on the other side a bunch of wildfire and fanaticism. That's right. But right in the middle of the way goes a true sound, unadulterated gospel and power of God. That's right. Right down through there where you can take it to kings and monarchs. Where anybody can stand and search and they can see that it's the power of Almighty God. Not a fanaticism, not a formality, it's the power of God.
Hallelujah.
That's where you find it. Yeah, we needed the Word, okay? You can't do nothing if you don't know where you're standing. You need a foundation. We needed Jesus Christ to open the seals and show us who He was.
Right.
Or we would be lost in everything else. But we also need some faith that Word applies to me, Brother Kent. It applies to you. Not just some masses, not just this preacher over here I think spiritual, or it's always in Africa because Brother Branham said the revival's done in America. And I will say amen to that.
Amen.
Can't hardly have a good meeting, much less a revival. But I see individuals. I see the bride of Christ finding who she is. And you can't keep her down no more. You can't get her off that way.
Amen.
You can tell her all you want that you're walking grace. He said, No. I'm walking the way of holiness because that's the way the Lord told me to go.
Amen.
That's right. He is the way. The Bible says the way of holiness. What are you going to do with that? Oh, I'm walking with Jesus though. Really? Still got the TV around?
Yep.
Way of holiness and still lusting and all these things. Come on now.
Amen.
Still tempted with things of the world? Still want to go back? Something wrong somewhere, brother, sister?
Amen.
Well, when Christ came, that's what Paul was saying back here. He said, is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. Why did God give the law? Why did God allow the law to come? It's to get man in a condition for him to get out of his amnesia and realize who he is and that he is in a condition he's not supposed to be in. Just like the prodigal son, he got out there. What does the Bible clearly state? He came to himself. What a crazy thing to say. But the man had lost his mind. He had to literally find himself. Do you see the picture now? You and I, we were walking in the world. We thought that's who we were. We thought you were Dan Mack. That's right. Just another guy on the street. But then we began to realize we came to ourselves. Christ came to us. We didn't just come to ourselves. The Word.
Amen.
Said, I'm not that. I'm a part of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And what begins to happen when the Holy Spirit gets in a man, he's been trying to walk that way, but all of a sudden he gives him power. And now he can.
Right.
You ain't got to tell him to stop lying. He just doesn't have to anymore.
Right.
Come on now. I pray somebody else got the Holy Ghost besides the two saying amen. Because if you don't believe it and it won't live, that's right, it will not work. But if you can believe that God has taken you and He has put you on the holiness path.
Yes.
And He has made it the way of holiness and it's in you. But what's the difference, Brother Andrew? Then what are you talking about? What is Paul saying that we don't need the law? He said, he never said you don't need it. He said it's led us to something. Something's changed. Come on now. The same thing's happened in this day. Do you understand? I guess I got to explain it, but God has brought the Word in every age. And it was right, it was right, it was right. But there's a change now. There's a change. That's what people, they can't get past that. Why? They either go legalistic or they go fanatical. They can't realize that God has brought you to show you who you are. And that you can live just like Him.
Amen.
And that you have to if you're predestined. There's no middle grounds for it. The law is our path to God's way. Hallelujah. and it looks the same to the unbeliever. They're back here, you know, can't find any grace nowhere, and it's all going that way. But we know the difference. Groveling along down here, just getting scraps, just barely making it. Now I'm getting full course meals. Amen. Now I'm feeling great. Now when I get sick, I got somebody to heal me. Now when I can't pay the bills, somehow something happens. And it's taken care of. When I got no joy, all of a sudden something stirs my soul. And it gets me out of my pit and breaks my shackles off. And I love when you finally get a revelation, you look and said, there weren't no shackles in the first place. The devil done duped me. Because if you get up on the highway, no devil ever got up there. Remember the woman? Look, they tried. That's right. That woman tried. How did she do it? I'm going to preach on it. What was she wearing? How many knows the quote? She had the high heels on. Said, I can do it, Brother Brandon. Said, no, you can't. Said, all you old legalists. Began to try. And she never quite got up there. And what happened? Teetered right off. God help us to back the train up and say, Lord, I know that thing convicts me. I know what's wrong. And if God can still work on you, brother, sister, you got a chance. Amen. You're not a legalist just yet because the chains of love have got a hold of you. You're saying, well, it might be okay. It might not be wrong or anything, but something on the inside says, don't do it. Don't do it. And you know what? You might be allowed to do it according to God's commandments, but then the Holy Spirit's trying to lead you and trying to say, I need you to do this over here, though. But Lord, it's a good deal and all these things. I don't care. I want you over here. But it's a great job. It's got good hours. But yeah, but it'll get you out of church. I said that, didn't I? Hallelujah. Jesus never told us to get rid of the law. Paul never said. How did he say it? We just read that here. He said the Gentiles, which receive the Holy Ghost, they become a law to themselves. You know what? I wish we'd believe. I wish I could get pastors to believe that and quit hounding people and calling them up and bugging the snot out of them when they don't go to church and they don't believe in the first place and ignoring all the believers that they're supposed to be taking care of. I understand you leave the 99 to go after the sheep. You don't need to leave the 99 sheep to go after a goat. I said it. That's all right. If they're an unbeliever, let them go. Jesus didn't go chasing Judas. Paul said, demons has forsaken me. I can't do nothing for it. You say, oh, you're calling out names again, Brother Andrew. Well, bless God, so did God's prophets. That's right. Paul said that about, I thought I had it somewhere. Oh, man, maybe that's for a different service. No, let's turn there. Let's turn to 1 Timothy 5. I forgot I had, or 1 Timothy 2. I'm just going to have a good time. Praise the Lord. Thank God for His Word. Hallelujah. Let's just jump on that holiness way. That way of holiness and just stay up there. Praise God. 1 Timothy 2:15. That's not right, is it? Let me look here real quick. Give me a second. I think it's 2 Timothy is what I'm thinking. Yeah, it is. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus. Is he allowed to do that? I think so. If the man of God knows where it's coming from, we need to just call it where it's coming from. That's right. We've had too much intellectualism get into this message. You know the number one culprit around this area. Praise God, he's off the scene as far as the message goes. So I thank the Lord for that. You might not like that at all, but if a man ain't going to tote up to the Word and that... If that man... You know who it is. Jeff Jenkins down there? Preached, supposed to call this Word for how many years? Ain't no different than a Judas to me. And I thank God he's off the scene, but I pray that that spirit didn't linger around somewhere. You can't be intellectual and get the revelation of God. When he says a study to show yourself approved, he says a workman that can divide the word, and the word has the power of God in it. That's right. It's got power to live holy. We ain't got to dumb down the standards and say, oh, I know your little teenage daughter's wearing a little green, but she'll grow out of it. Yeah, grow out of that into what? A prostitute? That's exactly right. Oh, you know, brother, they're wearing makeup, but you got to look real close. Well, how about you just wash it off already? That's right. Well, I know Brother Bram said that, but I already said that again. I'll say it one more time. I done stopped listening to you. God didn't send me you. He didn't send me me. He didn't send us nobody but Elijah in this age.
Yeah,
amen. Right. Hallelujah. That's those but shun profane and vain babblings. That's all it is to me anymore. When I hear somebody give me some doctrine, I know it ain't the word. That's all it is to me. You know what I do? I shun that stuff. You know what? Whatever. Not going to waste time on it. Let me see that live off the pages a little bit. Well, bless God. God give me a revelation that the gifts are done in the church. That which is perfect has come. You don't think that stuff happens, but it does. And it's more prevalent than you think. They might, and a lot of preachers won't say that out loud, but they're scared to death of spiritual gifts. And God forbid it happens to somebody in the congregation. And God forbid they get a little frazzled on what they're doing up in the pulpit because they have to change what they're doing to let God do something. And I think you've got convinced finally from this pastor that I'm not here to show off. I want the power of God in every soul that's here. I want every gift to be active. I wish I could just get to the end of a service, sit back and watch the glory of God spread through the congregation.
Hallelujah.
That's the desire of a real minister. It's a servant. He's a servant to the people to help them. Not help them with that, with his own merit or something, but doing this. Get away from this vain babbling. This we're fighting over doctrine. Well, I believe Brother Branham's coming back, and I believe I got two souls and all this nonsense. Back to train up. Is the Holy Ghost in this, brother? You ever seen this live? You just depressed as you was before. How about you get delivered of that first?
Amen.
Oh, you see that TV in your house, by the way? How about you kick that out first and we'll talk doctrine? Woo, glory. How about you get those short skirts and get them a little bit longer again? You can tell me how I'm supposed to preach, sis.
Yep. Yeah.
Actually, you don't need to be saying that probably at all. You probably need to talk to your husband like Paul said.
Right.
Said that one too, but that's okay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus tonight.
Amen.
What a service. I'm trying to go be an evangelist. I guess that's what's happening tonight a little bit. Hallelujah. And their word doth eat as doth a canker. Can you say amen to that? You ever had somebody coming blabbing a bunch of nonsense? It just eats at you, don't it? It's just like a disease. And before you know it, you're like, brother, I'm done. I'm done. Especially when somebody wants to come talk about something in the world. I mean, I might talk about whatever, you know, something. You know what I'm saying? You know, like cars or something. Yeah, for a while, but after a while, I'm done, brother. And they'll just go on and on and on. You know what? Shows what God they're serving. It ain't this one. When the Bible said they had all things in common, I don't think it's all they all like cars. Or they all like fishing. It's the of the Word. They all like praising. They all like church and the Lord and feeling His Spirit amongst us. Hallelujah. Who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having the seal. The Lord knoweth them that are His. And, oh, I added that word, brother. We're going to read the whole scripture before we go applying it. The seal of God is that God knows who you are. But He says, and something. And, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Amen.
Oh, but brother, you're a legalist. I guess Paul was. I guess John was. I guess Peter was. And if you really want to be specific, I guess the Lord is. See, God don't do things 99.9%. It's 100%. And when God knew that you and I would come up short, listen now, He took our place.
Amen.
The message never took the cross away. It actually gave us the cross. There's no blood outside of the truth. Do you understand that? Because why? You begin to crucify Him again when you leave the Word. That's the difference. We're not following the law. We're following the Word.
Amen.
But that Word has the law in it. Do you understand? But the law isn't something on the outside, isn't something we have to put on our heads like Jews and make sure we remind ourselves, even though it's good to have it, but it's got to get on the inside.
Amen.
It's got to be written in our hearts that it's just who we are.
Amen.
God has Christians that don't have to fake it.
Amen.
They can just be it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let everyone that nameth, oh, but, you know, he's just a pastor. Of course he should be praying and reading. Of course he should come early and pray and things. But I'm just, you know, I don't have no gifts like that. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from, not even sin, iniquities.
Right.
What is iniquity? You know you ought to do it and you don't do it. How many know you should be here early to pray?
Amen.
How many knows that's what the message taught? How do you know that's not law, but it's just a little love to show to the Lord? How many knows you ought to read this book every day?
Yes.
How many knows, and I'm not going to make a challenging battle of that. How many knows you ought to be in the message of the hour?
Amen.
Some people think, you know, if I read that, do I need to read the Bible too and make it a competition? That's a bunch of foolish, vain babbling.
Yep.
The Lord leads you to a tape. Listen to a tape. That's where you leave the love of God and go into legalism. Anybody ever tried that? Yeah, you have. Of course you have. I'm going to pray at this time. I'm going to do it this long. I'm going to read like this. And I'm going to do this. And you don't do any of it. But if you'll just fall in love with the Lord and just wake up and just do what the Bible says, is that you don't need all this stuff. He says you need a renewing of your mind. You need to think a little bit higher than what you are. We're not here to go through a ritual every day and feel good about ourselves. We're here to show our love to God and Him to show His love back to us. And that's why, you know, sometimes when I get ready for services, actually most of the time anymore, I spend more time praying than I ever do at my computer. I said that in a message, church. Oh, man. We're getting too intellectual, church. We're doing what the prophet told us not to do. He said, you're putting all the emphasis on the dynamics or on the mechanics and nothing on the dynamics. Which I believe if you get the Holy Ghost, which is what Brother Branham said, I'd rather have the right spirit than the right doctrine, then that means I want to get the Holy Ghost first before I get the doctrine, right? Because the Holy Spirit will lead me because He's the way and He'll get me where I need to be.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. That's the number one thing I thank Him for.
Amen.
I tried to walk that holiness path, didn't you, brother, sister?
Yeah.
But all of a sudden when He gets on the inside, He knows how to do it.
Yeah.
He knows how to get you to live for someone else that you never would have lived for before. Hallelujah. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man, therefore, purge himself from these. Uh-oh. Ooh, taking the blame off God again and saying, you know what, maybe it's us that's in fault.
Yep.
If a man purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. That's why you have to be in the Spirit. That's why we ought to be fasting and praying and spending our time. I said fast too. And we spend our time with the Lord. Is because that's how we know what to do. We have to get out of the way. And the only way to do that is to do those things. Jesus in Himself, the man that was God made flesh, was given a body like unto ours that He had to push out of the way.
Amen.
And He could tell His disciples, this one only comes out by fasting and prayer.
Amen.
Got to the cross right before there. He got down and prayed and said, Father, If it be possible, take this cup from me. What was that? He was showing you that you can do it. Because now, it's not that, it wasn't that life, that who He is, that power of God has now been placed into us.
Amen.
And it was there from all eternity. But the Holy Ghost comes and it quickens that thing. And you have to be what you are.
Amen.
Glory to God. And God has taken us from that law, from that path of death, and put us on a way of life.
Amen.
It'll get your sister straightened up. That's right. It'll get us all praying like we ought to be.
Amen.
That's right. How, Brother Andrew? You just need to fall in love with the Lord.
Amen.
To make these commandments, chains, fetters of iron and heavy love just weighing you down. That, Lord, I'm going nowhere but the Word.
Amen.
Just let it weigh me down so much that I can't even wiggle off this Word no more. Let me just stay on it. Hallelujah. I'm just going to read this one. Just listen now. James 1:21, wherefore laying apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and received with meekness the engrafted Word. Not the engrafted law, the engrafted Word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Such a difference. Which is able to save your souls. And be you doers of the Word. Hallelujah. And doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. And he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was.
Sure.
But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. See, it's a law of freedom. And if you think for a minute, that doesn't make sense. If it's a law, it's supposed to constrict. But you don't understand this law. This law is a person, and it's a freedom to do whatever we want. But there's such a fetter of love there that you'd only want what He wants. You only desire what He desires. And it will make you, instead of just being a hearer of the Word, it makes you a doer of the Word. Glory to God. Because we read that, we said, now the Spirit of the Lord is, or the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And then James comes around and says, yeah, here's the law of liberty. Do what the Word said. And we think the liberty is, whoo, I'm a sinner today. Whoo, I've done all kinds of wrong. Whoo, I don't have to repent. I can feel great because I'm in the Spirit of the Lord. That's a bunch of nonsense. Spirit of the Lord is the thing that comes by and tells you you're wrong and gives you a soft heart that can receive the Word.
Amen.
And you can purge those things out of your life by faith. Glory to God. Do you understand Abraham could not help Lot going down to Sodom? Do you understand that, brother? You can't help your lost loved ones being sinners.
Right.
We think we can, don't we? I'll just do this with them. I'll do this. You know, they think I'm a little fanatical. I don't want to drive them away. Well, you're going to watch them die. See, Abraham got a revelation that what this man says is what's going to happen. And the Melchizedek came to him. And what did Melchizedek say? Am I going to hide from Abraham the thing I'm about to do? He said, Sodom and Gomorrah is gone. And all Abraham, I'm sure all he could think of was his nephew down there. He thought of Lot and the good times they had had. How many of you had those people back in your past? And they just couldn't seem to accept all the Word. But you know, they're doing their best. They're trying to love the Lord. They just can't seem to be what you are. Abraham felt that way. And he was able to be an intercessor. What did he do? He wasn't afraid. He said, Lord, don't get mad at me now. But if I can find 50 righteous down there, will you spare the whole city? See, that's what we're talking about. That's that law of love. That's what came before the law, was the promise. Abraham knew that promise was to him and his seed. That they possessed the gates of the enemy. That nothing would stand before that seed. And he saw his brother down there captive. He had already activated this faith one time with just 300 men and wiped out kings. Do you remember that? Saved Lot once. And how many times we think, well, I'd helped that brother one time, but he done did it again. I guess he's done for. That's not what the attitude of Abraham was. He could see Lot. He could see Lot for what he was. He was a righteous man caught in a trap of the devil. It's a lot different than his daughters. That was a lot different than any of his other relatives. They didn't have that. They were reprobates. They knew better, but they had turned out there was only one man. And remember, Abraham talked God down 50, 40, 30, 20, 10. And even Abraham couldn't get down to where God was. God saw one and said, I'll go get him. I'll send these two angels down there and go get him.
Amen.
And even when that one man was sitting there kind of doubting it a little bit and say, well, I don't know, the angels grabbed his hands and drug him out of the city. But he had enough faith to not turn around when he told him to do it. Hallelujah. I believe we'll see Lot. I don't think he has the promise that Abraham did, but I believe he's part of the kingdom somewhere. Hallelujah. Whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. How many wants to be blessed? How many wants to be a Christian? Well, here's what you do. You do what Paul said. He said, now we're looking into a glass darkly, but then face to face. And what is James saying here? He said, how do you look into the Word? Do the Word. Do what it says. Don't doubt it. Don't fret with it. I remember we even talked about it Sunday. Even if you don't have a revelation, we throw that word around, but if God shows you it's in the Word, you got a revelation, just do it. But, you know, I would really have... No, just do it. If I was really supposed to pray, I mean, I would just... No, get down and pray. What are you doing instead? Flipping the channels? Okay, I think we ought to be praying instead. You see how we let profane and vain babblings get into our heads? I heard one man told me one time, he said, the thing I like doing the most is I like listening to a tape and playing, I think it was like some kind of, not necessarily cards, but a type of card game. I was like, so what you like to do, really, is do the things of the world, but feel good because you got the message playing around you. And I think we ought to play the tapes in our house, but I think sometimes we go a little too far. Say, well, I got the tapes in my house, I guess it's spiritual around here. I can do whatever I want. I can watch whatever I want. The tape's playing. Devil can't get me here. You got to listen to the tapes. Push play and hear the Word. That's how you get blessed. You see what he's saying? Not just those that just hear it in their ears. Remember, that's all hearing is you believe it. You have it. You act upon it. That's right. That's how you get blessed in the work. And that's how you can be free in Christ. That's the liberty of God. When you just do what he tells you. How many can say amen to that? When you just do what God says, it's such a liberty. It just feels so good. The Lord will look at you and say, you're in bounds, man. Look at you. You're kicking the TV out. You don't watch nothing. You don't know what's going on in the news. You just sit back in there in that prayer closet and you just raise your hands and just praise the Lord. You're just bound all over. And you can say, yes, I am.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm bound to the Word. See, from the carnal's perspective, looking like man, the Word's just this little box. And all you can do is just, you know, you can't go too far. I mean, this is all it is. But they can't see the truth because they won't look up and see that this goes on forever. Hallelujah. I was envisioning, I'm just preaching. You, what are you all doing to me? I just can imagine seeing, I'm just going to use an analogy here, but man coming up and seeing the tree of life standing there. And it says a little sign here, infinite, goes on forever. He's just looking at that thing. My, that's tall. And don't have no signs of ending, but you know, there's not anything convenient on this. It's kind of got a lot of bark and kind of hard to grab. I don't know if I want to do that. Well, it's kind of difficult. But it says forever, so all right. Comes over here, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And it's, signed. It says 50 million miles high. It's looking at that going, my, I can't see the end of that either. Comes over here and say, man, they don't look too much this difference, but this one's got a nice escalator on it. It's got movies all the way up. And if I don't like that, they hand me an iPad so I can watch whatever I want. Come on now. And if anybody starts preaching on me too hard, it'll zap them with lightning and I can go on just feeling good about myself. But what you don't realize, brother, sister, and that's just how the devil does it. He just paints it that way. And you get up on there. And just about the time you realize it's too late, you're starting to curl a little bit here. It don't go straight. You get off the Word, it will not go straight. It'll miss the path.
Right.
And before you know it, you realize, hey, this don't feel too sure no more. Feeling a little shaky. What's going on? You begin to look for the tree of life and you can't see it because it's too far away from you.
Right.
There's only one thing to do. Jump off and die. Listen to me now. Die to who that man was. He has to be buried, rotted, gone. You need somebody to take that corpse, resurrect it, and say, boy, I know it's hard. I know there's no conveniences over here, but this is the way you need to go.
Amen.
That's exactly right. We spend too much time trying to reform, and we need to be transformed.
Right.
We spend too much time. That's why you need to leave the law and go to the Word. Do you hear me now? I hope you hear and I hope you're getting revelation of what we're trying to say, what Paul was trying to get at. Do we make the promise? Does the law make the promise of God not of non-effect? Or is the law against the promises of God? No, they're not. They point us to it. They get us on it. That's right. And they make it come alive in our lives. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Let me read you one more quote. I'm just going to wrap it up. I think you understand. Christ's mystery of God revealed, 63. Paul went down then till he got all of his ecclesiastical stuff cut off of him. Down at the backside of the desert for 3 years and a half. Down there in Arabia until he learned the Word. He already knew the law. He needed to learn the Word. The person of God who could show him what that law was all about. Hallelujah. Down there in Arabia until he learned the Word. And the Word become he. And he become a prisoner. Here he come back in chains of love. Oh, my seminary experience is gone. I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Amen. Philemon, my brother, I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ. I can only speak and say what he tells me. God needs prisoners today that will prison yourselves to his will, to his word.
Amen.
Let's stand together tonight. Hallelujah. We're just bridging that in there. I believe all the word applies to us. Can you say amen tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We'll take that thought further in the next chapter here coming up. Thank you, Jesus. Give me a G, Dad. Ask me. Now it's singing Chains of Love again, that chorus again. Say, thank you, Lord.
Blessed say. Oh, never more. can't you see him tonight? Lord Jesus.
Lord, I'm coming.
As Dad plays that song, oh, hallelujah. Stay in the spirit of worship. Expect great things to happen. They don't have to be something we sing or always spoke about, but I know he's here. Thank you, Jesus. That's a revival anyhow. Wherever he is where I want to be. Whatever he wants to do, Lord, that's what we want to do. Thank you, Jesus. And if that's all you need tonight is, Lord, I'm just coming back. I'm coming back to the Word again. I've got my eyes on other things. I've been getting maybe a little too legalistic, Lord, and basing too much off that. And it's condemning me, Lord, and I can't get no victory. I'm coming back to the middle again. Or I know I ought to do those things, but I do it because I love you, not because I have to. Or are you on the other side where, well, God, you're blessing me. Well, I feel good. I'm letting these simple things, oh, that's all right. God overlooks all that. Christian, come back. Come back to the Word and get that out. You might be going both ways. The devil will do that one too to you. Just say, Lord, not by condemnation, but by those big arms of love that were hung on the cross. I'm not ashamed, Lord. I'll come hug you. I'm going to get filthy and dirty and covered in blood and guts and shame just like you, Lord. But I'm not. I don't care. I'm not ashamed of you, Lord. I'll stay right here under the cross. The spotlight's on both of us, Lord, that we look stupid and ridiculous. But, Lord, you're the only one who's got eternal life, and I'm not leaving you. Lord, I want to identify with you. Christian, is that you? Would you just raise your hand and say, Lord, I'm identifying myself with you anew tonight. Hallelujah. Not because I have, but I want to, Lord. Say, Lord, I love you with all my heart. Go ahead and pray that way. Go ahead and tell them those things. Don't say things in unbelief. Say them in faith now. Don't doubt God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. See how you begin to get right like that and the Holy Spirit just sweetly starts sweeping in? Thank you, Jesus. That's all he wants. No doubt. Don't doubt him. He promised to forgive you. Believe him now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was just talking to a sister. She said, I'm begging you, pray with me for guidance. And I said, look, you can't doubt. Don't say, God, beg him and plead and say, leave me, leave me, leave me. Don't do that. Say, God, thank you that you promised to leave me. Thank you, Lord, that you're going to be with me because your word said so. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And you start doing that, then you watch faith come on the scene. Say, thank you, Lord. I don't feel you, but I know you said you'd be here. I don't know where I'm going, Lord, but I have the faith of Abraham that you told me go. You told me go in all the world and preach this gospel, and I'm going to take a step forward. I don't know where I'm going. But faith knows on the inside that it's the right way because it's the Word. Hallelujah, brother, sister. Hallelujah. Get right. Get right. Don't wait on something else. Just get it all out. Get it all clear until the joy of the Lord just begins to flow on in. Oh, hallelujah. It's already there for some of y'all. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You appreciate Him tonight? Can you just worship Him your own way? Just the way that you worship. Oh, blessed be.